Friends, do you want to learn more about purgatory? Have you learned a lot from some of these videos, but you are hungry for more? Well, we will be exploring a second book that is an amazing resource for learning about the souls in purgatory, and it is actually called Hungry Souls, because they are hungering for God, for the vision of God. They are hungering for your prayers and for your mercy. And in this book and in this video series, we will explore all the wisdom that this book has to give us and so much more. Please join me in today's video. Friends, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Star of the Sea, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and today it's an awesome day, not just because it is Father's Day, but also because it is my birthday, June 20th. And 1 year ago, this channel was truly born. So a year ago, my wife and family, they gave me some gifts. They gave me some camera equipment and lighting equipment, and I began making these videos. About 6 months later, after making a video series on purgatory, it is because of the prayers of the souls in purgatory that people started watching my channel. I started growing in subscribers. I now have almost 3,000 subscribers. And those are my most popular video series on purgatory, where I covered a whole host of them, Purgatory 101, on the book Get Us Out of Here. And so I realized that this is one of the main topics that God wants me to cover. And so I want to do this video series, Purgatory 102, on this book, Hungry Souls by Gerard van den Aardwijk. So he is, I think, from Holland. So he is a Dutch author, so difficult name to pronounce, but it is a wonderful series and we will be diving into it. But before that, I just kind of want to talk about how, you know, today I turned 40 and it is an awesome thing. And we went out to dinner last night with my wife, this amazing Indian restaurant. We had so much fun having great food at my parents today, got all these gifts. But you know what was missing? This video, talking about the souls in purgatory, praying for them. This is how I want to finish my birthday. And what an awesome thing for you to be here. So with this, I'll be doing it similar how I did that other. I'll be kind of giving a summary of the chapter and then reading parts of it. So he begins talking about this, the Sacred Heart of Suffrage Church in Rome. Now, about 2 years ago, I had the chance to go to Rome, and I went there because they had uncovered the holy stairs that St. Helen had brought from Jerusalem, the ones that Jesus had walked up to Pilate when he was being condemned to death. They brought them to Rome, and there's a church that was honoring them. And over the years, the marble got worn down, so they covered them in wood. Well, for about maybe 6 weeks, they uncovered them. And then they were going to redo the wood that was protecting them so you could actually see the original marble. Well, I had a chance to go. I knew it was a graced moment. I went, and it was just awesome. It was awesome to be there. And of course, since I was there, I had been in Rome maybe once or twice before. I really needed to see this Sacred Heart Suffrage Church. And this church is very unique in Rome. It is the only one that has this neo-Gothic style. It's just right off of the river, whatever river it happens to be in. It's kind of weird because there's all these buildings and then there's just this beautiful church right there, this white church, just kind of unique style. And I would say I saw a lot of churches when I was in Rome. I walked like about 30 or 40 miles in those 3 or 4 days that I was there. But this church, hands down, had one of the most beautiful paintings I have ever seen. I'm gonna maybe probably put it right now, hopefully as the cover of this video series. And it's described in the book that it is a compendium of what the Catholic Church believes about purgatory. Now, when you see this picture, oh gosh, it's like an altarpiece. It looks like you're looking at a vision. It's glowing. It is amazing. So it has the Sacred Heart of Jesus up at the top, pouring forth from his Sacred Heart. It's this compassionate mercy on the souls in purgatory. And then us, the Church, is interceding to the Sacred Heart with us praying, these priests offering Mass, the angels taking the Masses and offering them to the main intercessors, Jesus in the middle, the Blessed Mother on one side, and Saint Joseph on the other. And they're kind of in this humbly prayerful position in front of Jesus' Sacred Heart. It is so majestic. Like, when you're in front of that painting, it is awesome. And this whole thing is happening where we're praying for the souls in purgatory who are being purified. And that's what we're doing. So God is merciful. God is loving. But there's also this aspect to him that he is holy. He is perfect. He is beyond us in ways that we cannot even begin to imagine. And we need to be purified and perfect before we can present ourselves in front of him. How much more so for our souls? What cleans us in purgatory is suffering and fire. Our souls are so much more intricately formed than anything on earth. And to clean anything on earth is very difficult. So this is from about 150 years ago. He's quoting Cardinal John Henry Newman. "We are cherishing a shallow religion, a hollow religion, which will not profit us in the day of trouble. The age, our age considerably more than his, loves an exclusively cheerful religion." Sounds familiar? Yeah, it's the same right now. "It is determined to make religion bright and sunny and joyous, which is good. God is joyful, whatever the form of it which it adopts, and it will handle the Catholic doctrine in the same spirit. We take what is beautiful and attractive and shrink from what is stern and painful." And if you think about this, if you think about that, like, you know, you want your life to be about helping those that are suffering the most, the people who are suffering the most that we are able to help are the souls in purgatory. In the book, he talks about the devotion of the Sacred Heart, and I want to kind of read this little section. "The church is a monument, that church in Rome, in honor of the mercy of the divine human heart of Christ for the souls in purgatory, and at the same time an invitation to the faithful to practice charity for them in union with his merciful heart. For the devotion to the suffering souls is inextricably linked to the devotion of the Sacred Heart. That has been made especially clear by St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, the apostle of the devotion to the Sacred Heart. As Father John Crozet wrote, the revelation she received about the sufferings of these souls, about our Divine Lord's tender love for them, and his eager desire for their deliverance." Did you hear that? "Of the great efficacy of the devotion to the Sacred Heart for their early release, and the fact that she combined these two devotions so intimately in her own person, indicate that there is such a close connection between the two devotions that the devotions of the souls in purgatory may be said to form a part of the devotion of the Sacred Heart. We can participate in Christ's mercy by releasing the souls in purgatory through our prayers. Thank you for joining me. Let's keep praying for the souls in purgatory. Pray for me on my birthday. God bless you and have a wonderful day. I'll see you in the next video.